AM Live with Dan Rogers.
Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Weekend trivia question of the day. We have not been consistently doing this, but man, there's just so much stuff that we can learn constantly. And as Alvin Toffler taught me, or Marty Jeffries, the illiterate of the 21st century is not the person who won't be able to or cannot read or write. It's the person who's unwilling to learn, unlearn, and then learn again. So that being the case, what do we know about the human body? What do we know about this thing called, you know, one of the five pillars called physical, the physical temple, as some of us refer to it as? Well, we know that the science, and I'm not going to get into, you know, COVID at all. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the science of the body. There's two numbers that are vital, okay, both for blood pressure and blood sugar. And I am fresh less than 24 hours ago coming out of a annual physical. So I've got my numbers right in front of me. And this is not about Vance, it's numbers. This is about a human body. What are the two ideal numbers that tell us what the parameters are for both healthy blood pressure and healthy blood sugar? What are those two numbers? What's, you know, and I know, Lori, I'm asking you to stay muted because I know you can answer this. It's not rocket science. Those of us who have ever been to the doctor, who have ever been told, hey, let's get your baseline, let's get your blood pressure here. And most of us don't get our blood sugar taken on a regular basis unless we're type 1 or type 3 or adult onset diabetic. But what are those two numbers that it should be in between, the two ideal? Star 6 on your phone, and you're going to win $100 worth of Neekin products. Who wants
to play?
Do you
want the number or what they're called?
We're looking for the number. The numbers. There's two numbers.
Blood sugar's under 100. Blood pressure not higher than 120 over 80. That's it.
That's it. And I know this voice because I've talked to this voice.
Yes, it's Kimball the nurse.
Kimball, Sergeant, congratulations. Come on down. You have won $100 worth of Neekin products. So you and I will text later in the next few days, and I will get those in the mail to you sometime soon, okay? I can't promise you anything. But, no, and Kimball, thank you. Thank you for playing Neekin Trivia. For those of you who weren't as fast with your thumb or your fingers, we will start doing this every Saturday morning. Not because Vance has a bunch of products to give away, courtesy of the Rogers family. It's because we can learn, and we can learn faster, so we don't ever be like that person who's not willing to learn. And 120 over 80, that's it, 120 over 80. If you come across somebody who's a diabetic and is looking to think, man, I need to fix this, is it possible to reverse diabetes? I'm not going to say yes or no. However, I will tell you there are Neekin folks that I know, dear friends of mine, that have normalized their blood sugars. They have normalized their blood pressure using Neekin Wellness Solutions. So 120 over 80. If you can get your blood sugar in between those two numbers, that's ideal. If it goes way below 80, that's a problem. If it goes above 120, or as Kimball said, 100 is better. I've been told I have low blood sugar. I need to eat more sweets. I need to eat a cookie. I need to drink some Hershey's chocolate syrup. No, no, no. I'm not doing that. When it comes to... Laura, you're laughing.
Yes, I am.
So there's my introduction, because, Lori, I wanted to segue this the best I could because my heart goes out to people. My mother-in-law passed away about a dozen years ago now. with heart disease, cancer, blood sugar issues. It just wasn't a pretty picture, and she struggled all of her adult life. She'd drop 80 pounds, she'd gain 100 pounds. She'd drop 50 pounds, she'd gain. I mean, it was just this, you know, seesaw roller coaster up and down. And I wish I knew, because of people like you, what I know now. And I wanna start this out, this conversation. And by the way, folks, this is gonna be a 2-part class. If you dialed in to, or you push the buttons, we don't dial anymore. I keep forgetting that. Some of it. If you still use one of those rotary dial phones, I'd like to talk with you, because I'd like to see one of those again to show our 11-year-old where we get that phrase dial. But if you tuned in today, live or via the recording, this is going to be a 2-part class. Lori's not going to be with us next week. Next week, we're going to process this. We're going to process what Teacher Lori is teaching us today. And Lori, this is the way I'd like to do it. I've got 2 questions for you, and I want you to answer the first one, and then we're going to go into open it up a little bit more, and you'll answer my second question. But my first one is, hypothetically, Lori, you and I graduated from high school together. That's hypothetical, because we didn't. You're on the East Coast, I'm on the West Coast. But this has happened to me many, many, many times in the last few years. Happened to me 2 Saturdays ago with a classmate that I did graduate with. Haven't seen him in 10 years. Lori, you and I hypothetically graduated from high school together. I haven't seen you since our, you know, our 10-year reunion. Lori, what on earth happened? There was, pardon the phrase, there was a lot more of you to love the last time I saw you. There was more girth. And for those of you who are offended by those words, Lori's not, because she's laughing. Lori, you've obviously gotten smaller. What on earth did you do to achieve this size compared to the last time we saw each other?
Well,
that's question number one.
Okay. Well, first I want to thank you, Vance, for inviting me today to be on. If I don't make another penny and me can, it doesn't matter, because if someone else can feel the way I feel right now on the other side of this, it's all worth it. And it's been over 20 years ago that my sister shared Me Ken with me, and I didn't do it. And then in 2012, much after I graduated high school, she approached me again, and she actually gave me a product, let me borrow it, and 30 minutes was a game changer for me. I had no energy. I was grossly overweight. I was limping for almost 10 years. I had discomfort in my body almost 24/7, and it was tough, and I had no energy to even cook for my family. I'd come home from work and just, that'd be it. I was spent even before I got home from work. And once my sister gave me that one product, I, all of a sudden, 30 minutes later, she said, "So how you doing?" And I was like, "Well, doing really good." She goes, "Okay, give it back." And, I knew there was something to it. And so little by little, I have added, wellness products to my home. And, there's been a few that have been absolutely game-changing for me. And I've just embraced whatever my sister suggested. And then I started just doing it on my own. And it's been an amazing journey. I have donated over 100 pounds out there that's not ever going to come back. I have gone from size 22 to a size 6, and I don't ever say that without getting emotional, because I look in the mirror in the mornings, or whenever I look in the mirror, and sometimes I don't recognize myself. very glad that's me, but I'm blown away at the choices, and it was choices. Nothing tastes as good as healthy feels. And you're either going to have success or regret. And as soon as I embraced the choices I made, that was it. And I'm like a bulldog, okay? I used to be very stubborn. Now I'm steadfast. And there's no one that's going to tell me that anybody on the planet can do this. And in the process, the Lord delivered me from food addiction. I was up and down in weight all my life. And don't ever say, oh, that person, they'll never get it. Because my sister was persistent. She was prayerful. And she persevered. And I just thank God for her patience, because I finally embraced it and moved forward and did something about it. And she always knew that I could be the person I'm right here. And it was an inside job that had the outside manifestation. And so I am not the same person, thank God. And so, yeah, so that's in a nutshell. And I'm a swimmer, okay? So I started using one of the products and did a 500 swim out to open water and back, and did a rescue board out to the middle of the water and back. And then I did a brick, a 13-foot down brick, put it on your chest, only use your legs 25 meters actually, you know, put it on the raft, get up. And after I started on this one product with Niken, I could not believe I was not hungry until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I should be very, very hungry after doing that physical training. And I had to do PT every morning at Fort Jackson as the lead guard out at the Weston Lake. But then I would go in the food store and crave cherries and spinach and go, what the heck? My body never wanted good food. You know, I was addicted to sugar. And so, you know, and let me tell you the other thing before I stop and then let you ask the second question, is I was so addicted to sugar that, and sugar will go into your bloodstream the same way alcohol does. So whether you're addicted to one or the other, it doesn't really matter. The only thing is you still have to have food in order to live. But I would black out. I'd have such an overload of sugar in my body, I would black out. And I was so addicted, there was no way I could reverse that. But there is a way. So I'm here to tell you there is a way. You just have to be willing, and you have to be sold out and make those right choices. And I haven't done it perfectly, but done it enough to be successful and not live with regret.
Lori, I know you work in the food service industry, but I know you're not in your kitchen right now because you already told me that. So let me do something right quick that I forgot to do. Okay, and I apologize. I really, really am sorry. I meant to do that earlier. Lori, I could ask you about a dozen different questions now that just flooded into my mind because I'm geeking out on some of the information I learned yesterday that I just didn't know. The doctor kind of scolded me, and this is not about me. This is about you. However, I don't go get an annual physical ever. Number one, because I don't need one. That'd be like saying, hey doc, I'd like to have back surgery, breast removal surgery because of cancer, and let's go ahead and give me a knee surgery at the same time. And then any wise doctor would say, do you need any of those surgeries? Well, no, but I mean, everybody's doing it. So why don't we go ahead and do it? No, that's like saying at 52 years young, I don't need a physical every year. I ask the tough questions. Well, what about this? What about this? What about this? He's like, Vance, you're the healthiest patient I've seen all day. Scratch that. Vance, you're the healthiest patient I've seen every week. This whole entire week. And Laura, you texted me back something that your doctor said to you after your last visit. Share that with the group.
My doc said, when I did get a physical, my doc said, if everyone was as healthy as you, I would be out of business. And, you know, countless times I go in And they're like, okay, put down all your meds. I'm like, I don't have any. No, you must have something. No, I don't. I don't have anything. And yes, blood pressure, people would buy my blood pressure if they could. 106 over 61. I mean, wouldn't you want that, right? You know, blood sugar that's way down. And no, I'm not going to shove a cookie in my mouth. There's other ways to balance out blood sugar that are natural, that are Niken natural. So, no, I don't have to have sugar anymore. But
yeah, my numbers, I beat you on the lower number. My blood pressure says, according to this form, and this is the end of the day, not in the morning. My appointment was at 4:40, so by the time we took these vitals, it was nearly 5 o'clock p.m., 111 over 57.
Nice.
And aren't you
grateful? Aren't you grateful?
I mean, because you know
what it feels like to be not healthy, and you know what it feels like to, and I was talking with my husband this morning, to be ashamed of your body. Mm-hmm. You know what it feels like. You know what it feels like to walk in shame.
Here's a question before we get into the guilt and the shame thing, because the difference between guilt and shame is guilty is like, ooh, I shouldn't have eaten that second or third or fourth piece of cheesecake. That was Vance years ago. That's guilt. Shame is saying, you know, I already ate five pieces. I'm such a loser. I'm never going to drop this extra weight. I'm just going to have a go ahead and eat another piece. And I know that's not a very good example, but what I learned at the doctor yesterday is that a Starbucks blueberry scone, and none of us ever eat those, right? But a Starbucks blueberry scone, calorie-wise, but it's blueberry, so it's got to be healthy, right? Calorie-wise,
no.
is equivalent to eating 5.5 cups. That's more than a quart of blueberries, calorie-wise. But the fiber that's in blueberries, and I didn't talk to the doc about this. I just took screenshots. I took pictures of these charts they had on the wall, and I was geeking out on these charts when he walked in, and he said, what? I said, oh, I'm sorry, doc. I just didn't know. I wish I would have known this years ago before I, you know. And we talked about that, and he kept raising the eyebrow when I told him. Never once did he ask me how I've been doing it. He thought I was a jogger because he had to put something in the report. And I said, no, I don't have time for that. I really don't. I'm pretty active. I chase around an 11-year-old. But Lori, you mentioned your husband. What has this done, without getting into the mental, the guilt and the shame thing? What has this done for your marriage, this journey that you've been on? And I'm not talking just the physical. I want to talk about what has it done for your marriage? Because that's pretty important, a healthy marriage for some people. Some of us that want a healthy wife means healthy life. No, our happy wife, happy life. What has it done for your marriage?
Well, first off, I have to say that my husband never commented, never made a snide remark, never made any negative comments when I was 249 pounds. Never, never, never. He never did. He might have thought it all, but he never said any of it. And he has loved me unconditionally. And you know, and I know from the Lord, when you are loved unconditionally, that gives you room to grow. That gives you room to change. And so he'll tell people now, yeah, she was a cow. You know, because I actually have pictures that I call the moo pictures, M-O-O, like a cow. And those are my pictures that I show people, and they're like, oh, my God, that's not you. Yes, that was me. And but what it's done is, number one, my husband had a heart attack a year ago, June. And so now he has embraced getting healthy, eating the way I eat. You know, he hasn't embraced everything yet, but he's taking baby steps. And that's what I want to say, is that it's baby steps for everything. Our marriage, we're now more vulnerable and unashamed when we talk together, even when we're just hanging out together, because we both know that we're working on the things we need to work on. And body image is so very, it's so very intricate in any intimate relationship. And so P is thankful. You know, he looks at me different. He has always loved me no matter what. And, I recommend that as an aside. Do not marry for any reason but love. So, that's my little aside. No charge for that. but he married for love and we were in it for the long haul. We told each other divorce is not an option. We've gone through financial just obliteration as well. I don't recommend that as either, but if you can get through this, you pretty much can get through anything. And I would be remiss not to say that the Lord is the third person in our marriage. So, we couldn't have done it without him. And as far as our marriage now, it's life and death. I mean, you know, the life and death is not only in the tongue, it's in your choices. And so we're on the journey together now. And, it's really amazing. The small baby steps, you know, it's the turtle that won the race. So my husband and I know that we're the turtles and we're going to win. You know, we read the end of the book too, so we know who wins, but, it's a race. And so we're persevering, you know, and sometimes we make the right choice. Sometimes we don't, but we're in it together. And so it's brought that unity and it's brought that, you know, we're on the level playing field as well. You know, when you both get to the place where you admit that you need to change. And, I recommend, several of the products that just were absolute game changers. Those insoles were the first thing that I touched on my feet and it changed everything. And then the water was mind blowing. It detoxified me and gave me energy and balance. And I wore the necklace and the bracelet, but I'll tell you what, that KVB, that was the one that changed my insides. It changed what I craved. It kept me full when it didn't make sense at all. It got me on the right path. I decided not to eat meat for a while. You know, I don't recommend that to everyone, but I knew that's what I was guided to do. And now I eat meat every once in a while, but it changed even my eyesight. I mean, it just changed everything. And, you know, I continue drinking. No, it's not fun. You know, the clock is at zero every day. And I wake up and go, okay, I got to put 80 ounces or 75 ounces of water in my body. And yes, it is the best water on the planet. But it's still choices that I'm making. And so, you know, I've got to continue doing this. And it's a lifestyle change. That's what my husband and I. So it's changed our marriage. It's changed our life. Our children are also, they're all on the road to, health, and it has everything to do with, my choices. They saw the change in me. And I can't tell you enough how much I love my sister Suzanne because she never gave up. So don't ever give up on anyone. You know, I tell her, I said, you know, if I don't make another penny, that's okay. Because it's changed my life, my marriage, my children, their spouses. Our daughter is out at Bremerton right now. She's in the Navy. She's healthy. She's not afraid because she's healthy. And she took changes in her life as well, watching me. And she and I were like iron of sharpening iron at one point. Just her telling me and me telling her. And so I tell you another thing is don't go it alone. You know, make sure you have somebody. If it's not a spouse, a friend, go to the gym together. You know, find someone and you can say, okay, I'm going to be drinking this amount of Pymag water every day. You know, or I'm going to be taking a shake every morning. Hold yourself accountable to somebody. It makes all the difference. And then when you fall, you fall. You know, shame is you own it, like you are it, but that's not it at all. You know, we all fall short. So you fall short, you tell somebody about it, you get back up and you move forward. and just know you're not on this journey alone. Because if we were, then God would have stopped at Adam and wouldn't have made Eve. He wouldn't have needed anybody. So, you know, just keep going along and make sure that you have somebody with you, you know?
Lori, I want to stop you there because you rekindled in me something, because I'm not drinking actual Nikan Pimac water right now. We are extremely blessed. When we bought our property, we did not know that there was a natural spring in the backyard. And through a lot of work, it took me a lot of work to channel it all. And those of you who've, you know, ever been to Vance and Stacy's home, you're like, wow, that's a really cool water feature that you built. Excuse me? It's not a water feature. It's a natural spring. So I've gotten up twice and refilled my glass twice now, and I'm about to do it the third time. But there's nothing above it. I know from whence it comes, okay? I know the neighbors above us. They don't use any pesticides. There's no animals up there. There's no – I mean, it's like literally – it just, I'm watching it right out of the ground, and I've got it coming over the spillway. But my point is this, the importance of water, and the doctor and I talked about this yesterday. He had no idea, and I'm glad that I was his last appointment of the day, because I could have derailed it, because I know. I mean, at 52, I'm not, this is not my first rodeo, but I know the importance of water. He never talked about water. He knew he didn't need to talk about water. Because he kept asking me those questions. Do you drink? Do you smoke? He kept raising his eyebrows. Don't you do anything? I almost said, I know, Doc. I live a very boring life. Because I don't. I can't be in the profession that I'm in and drink anything but water, because it messes everything up. But the importance of water could be the simplest, greatest, you know, weight reducing or weight maintenance product that Nikan has. And I'm not making a medical claim, and you didn't make a claim. You're just telling folks it's not rocket science. And if you watch the Olympics right now on any given day, you're going to see what the best athletes in the world, you get to see what they put in their body. Now, some of them use some type of energy drink, but they balance it out. Just like your active firefighters that are fighting wildland fires on the West Coast, they balance out the electrolytes, the trace minerals, water, and then Gatorade, or water and this, and they balance it out. There's a formula, there's a ratio, and if you want to learn more about that, just Google it. But we can never get too much water, especially the water like what Nikan has. So I want to stress that. And then the other thing you mentioned was, going into this alone, and there are a few words I remember hearing as an 11-year-old boy, and I really didn't hear them. I heard them later as an adult that were life-altering and devastating to me when I heard them as an adult, but I'm grateful I didn't hear them as an 11-year-old boy. And I'm not going to go into all the details of this, because it could unpack and unload too many things. And you'd go, oh, my goodness, Vance, how do you even have any mental health at all? But being in a gasoline explosion right after my 11th birthday, 3.5 weeks in the Oregon burn unit, I was so badly damaged on my physical body that when my father got to the hospital, the Oregon burn unit that night, because of a lot of different situations before cell phones, he told the nurse, he said it, and I did not hear these words again. That's not my son. Where's my son? I didn't hear those words until we were actually at a Nikan event, and my dad was recalling the story to somebody. I don't remember the person, and I later talked to my dad about that. I said, Dad, I don't remember that. And he said, you don't remember that? And I said, no, I don't. You know, but the power of words, and the power that our minds have to either become victims or victor, it's between our two earlobes. We learned that from the I Can't Attitude course. You and I took that course years ago together. I still take it. I'm a glutton for punishment or a glutton for blessing. But how important is it to have somebody else to go through this journey? Because I'm reminded of a song. It's a folk song. It's called Two Little Boys, and you can Google it. I used to teach this song when I worked with sixth graders. Two little boys had two little toys. Each had a wooden horse. Gaily they played each summer's day. They were warriors, but of course, that's the start. That's the first stanza of the song. And it goes on to talk about how they go on in their life and they fall apart from each other. And then they come together again when they're called off to war. And they remember the power of two little boys and how they played together. And then in turn, how they fought together. And it took them back. How important, Lori, is it to have a confidant, to have an accountability? You touched on this. But I want people to understand your perspective, and that's my last question.
Well, I'll say this. It could mean success or regret. And I guess our generation grew up, my generation anyway, and my family, and my sister, myself, we grew up in a family that with a mom who was amazing, single parent, very independent, even though we lived a few miles from my grandparents. She always wanted to do things on her own and not ask for help. And that is how I was raised. I was raised to be an independent, strong woman who can do things on her own without help. And without a father in the picture, that was my life. And even as I grew up and was married for a very long, long, long time, it's been that I've tried to do everything independently. And, you know, now I'm in my 50s, and I for about 7 years now, my sister and I have been saying, oh, I love to ask for help, jokingly, okay, because it's something we've had to grow into. I love to ask for help. And now I can firmly say, I love to ask for help. And this is the way I look at it. I look at it, number one, I'm not on the planet by myself, and I do need help. That's number one. Everybody does. And the other perspective is that you are, if you do not ask for help and that person can help you and really is the one that needs to help you, you are taking away from their walk and their experience and their testimony, and you are robbing them of that. And so it's been a long time coming, but asking for help is where I'm at. And I, too, grew up with voices in my head, and some of them were not so healthy. And taking the ICANN program absolutely changed my life. Neuroplasticity. The fact that my brain is fluid and can change. I used to go and think negative before I thought positive. And it is a process that you have to, just like with food and just like with changing your lifestyle, it's a lifestyle change. And that was key as well. And I chose to ask for help. I chose to change my mind. I chose to meditate on the Word of God. That's one thing I do personally. I chose to do those things, and it has radically changed my life. I, too, am sitting at a weight that is mind-blowing to me, and it never gets old. But I, too, do not have to exercise to maintain my weight anymore. And the reason is because I asked for help. I asked for help, and help was given, and I changed my mind, and I decided this was a lifestyle change. This is not a diet. This is a lifestyle change that I have embraced, and it was because I asked for help. I first asked God for help, and then He put people in my path, and then I had to decide whether I was going to receive that help. You know, there's that the man who's sitting on his roof because the flood has come all the way up to the eaves of the house. And someone comes with a boat and says, oh, come on, I'm here to help you, you know. And he goes, no, 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 I prayed. God's going to help me. And then somebody else comes, and he's got a bigger boat, and it's now up way up top. And he's come to help, and the guy says, no, 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 I'm fine. You know, I asked God for help, da-da-da-da-da. And then he gets all the way to the very top of the roof. And a helicopter comes and says, oh, I'm here to get you. And he goes, no, 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 I've asked God for help. Once he gets to the pearly gates, excuse me, once he gets to the pearly gates, he's like, God, why didn't you help me? He goes, I sent three people, you know? And so, you know, it doesn't have to be this miraculous thing. It can be this person in your life. You can reach out and you can accept help. And it's the best thing. Ask Suzanne. Ask her if she feels awesome. And she'll tell you she does, because I asked for help, and she reached out, and I took her help, you know, and so she's part of my journey. She's part of my journey. So, you know, and I would have robbed her of that.
The word that comes to mind is contempt. Contempt prior to investigation is like arrogance. You know, again, Marty Jeffries taught me this through the ICANN attitude. I was just talking to Gary Akavinko about this a few minutes ago, and I know Suzanne, and I'm apologetically saying this because I know you've got such a strong, huge Nikin family that are all part of your bio family, and I know they're sitting there, they're right now probably smiling or crying, tears of joy, because I know the relationship I have with my dad, and yesterday he jokingly said to my brother and I, why don't you two boys help me do this? And we were laughing because we have a very unique relationship, and it's, some people think it's a little odd, but it is what it is. But asking for help is so vital. Is Nikin the end all solution? No, but man, it's a great lifeline. It is a fantastic.
Yeah, it was a culmination. Yeah. You know, it was a culmination of a lot of things. You know, I was very active as well. There's the culmination of a lot of things, but Nikin was in there. Nikin was in there, and it was a huge part of it. And then the Lord decided to deliver me from food addiction. I don't even, you know, food is not the first thing I think of in the morning, and it's not the thing I think of most during the day, and it's not the last thing I think of before I shut my eyes. You know, God has taken that place. And it couldn't have been possible without all of the rest of it coming together. And asking for help, you know, and then
you know,
getting help.
And Lori, I want to finish with this for the sake of time. That was one of the other things that the doc and I discussed yesterday. And I apologize if I'm geeking out on one experience, but if you haven't had an annual physical in a while, maybe it's a good idea to have one. And then just see where, give yourself a baseline and say, you know, over the next 90 days, take the Catherine, what I call the Catherine Trobisch philosophy, and Catherine is an Nikin consultant that every 90 days she does the ICANN program, and she has this goal that she said, I just want to improve 1% in each one of the five pillars. And it's a really healthy, attainable goal. And if we did that every 90 days or every year, don't, please, folks, and I know, Lori, I know I'm preaching to the choir when I say this, please don't wait till New Year's to make a bunch of resolutions. What a waste. That's 6 months from now or 5 months from now. But when you look at a 90-day rhythm, a 90-day cycle, it's like, oh, I could do that. You know, that'll take us up to fall when kids start going back to school. And then, you know, we'll go to those Christmas or, you know, holiday gatherings, and we'll be a little bit lighter. We'll be a little bit cheerier. We'll be a little bit whatever. Mm-hmm. And people will go, wow, what happened to you?
It's, you know, baby steps, man. It's baby steps.
It is.
My first baby step was, instead of having six sodas a day, I had six sweet teas. That was my first baby step. Then I went, okay, I'm done with the sweet tea. I'm just going to do Pine Mag water. Well, that was a huge one. But I did baby steps, you know. You can't do it all.
Hey, I thought you told me you lived in South Carolina.
I do. I do.
You do. Well, can I correct something you just said?
Sure.
My wife was weaned on sweet tea.
you make
sweet tea, you brew up a gallon jug of tea, and then you sweeten it up with about 4 cups of sugar. And sweet tea is a staple in every Texas or any household in the South. And I'm not mocking those of you who have a Southern accent, but that's what her mom made her drink as a kid. And she said, she always said, "Mom," and she didn't realize that her biological genes, being a true Coloradoan, both her biological parents are from, and she's learned all this the last couple of years, that her body was not designed to drink sweet tea.
Nope.
Sorry, folks.
And my body wasn't designed for sugar like that, constant. And, you know, growing up, it was, you know, food, the sugar, it became my comforter. It was my everything. You know, if I was happy, okay, I'm going to celebrate. If I was sad, oh, I'm going to have some of that ice cream or whatever. You know, it was always, it was my best friend, you know, and I changed best friends. My best friend on the planet is my husband, and my bestest friend, of course, is Jesus, you know, and you just baby steps. And it's been a journey, but I'm so grateful. And it's been an honor to be on today.
Yeah, and Lori, thank you for that, okay, because let's finish with this. Let's tie a bow around this conversation. There will be more chats like this, and I want to encourage everybody, if you've learned anything from Lori, I've learned a ton. I didn't take a bunch of notes. I've taken a bunch of mental notes, and I think the greatest thing that I learned from conversations like this is like, okay, what did the doc tell me yesterday that I can improve upon? He frowned a little bit on my, you know, daily treat that I have. And he said, you know, actually, Vance, it's not bad. The fact that you limit it to just one. But I think, Lori, what you've taught us is that, number one, it is baby steps. Number two, look at the Nikan solutions for things that we want to improve. Three, get an ally, get a confidant. Get somebody to ask you the tough questions that lovingly will do it, not using shame, but a little bit of guilt, never hurt. And the other thing is, too, that this is something that our culture, and I'm not talking just the U.S., I'm talking globally. Our culture is going through right now a mental and a spiritual anguish because of a lot of things. Don't just blame it on COVID. Okay, we're going through a lot of things, a lot of stressors. And when you come across, like I did this week, a 31-year-old male who thought he was having a heart attack and pulled over to the side of the interstate and was just in hysterics, soaking wet on his T-shirt. I mean, unbelievable. And what we, through a series of gathering intel, what we discovered, it had nothing to do with his physical. Not at 31. He was in great shape. His vitals, his numbers were just like you and I, Lori. Amazing. That's what the facts told us. That's what the science, that's what the computer, that's what the machine told us, that physically things were fine. But mentally, and I'm telling you, folks, there's a reason why healthy mind is the second pillar of Nikan. And really, do your own homework, because we all can grow. We can take that Alvin Toffler quote to heart. We all can learn, unlearn, and learn again. But Saturday AM Live is the website where conversations like these get posted. Last Saturday, we heard from Captain John Hoag, Delta pilot for 20-plus years, and he's a dear personal friend of our family. And if you have more questions to these people that you think, man, I would like to just text them themselves, contact me. And I will gladly give you their phone number if it's over and above. If you're going to call them and ask them the same questions that I've asked, don't do that. That's silly. But use these conversations and share them with other people, because it may open up a door of opportunity. But my phone number, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website again. My phone number, and I gladly give this out. I'm not too busy. I'm active by choice. There's a big difference. 503
503-348-0749. Again, 503-348-0749. And I'm totally readily available. Call, text, whatever. And if you don't text, call me. It's not that difficult. It's actually really simple. Be glad to help, glad to serve. And there's a plethora of other Nikanites out there. Michael DiMuccio and Ben Woodward, they collaborate on an amazing Nikan Core Consultants newsletter. I just read the whole thing this morning from top to bottom, and I was so encouraged and empowered. And there's a wealth of resources out there. There's what I call the Baker's Dozen, which is 13 calls that take place all month long. Some of them are monthly, some of them are weekly. But that's in this edition of the Core Consultants newsletter. And if you're not utilizing that, shame on you. Okay. And I mean that lovingly. I'm saying that as a friend. Shame on you. Because there's so many wonderful resources out there to continue to learn more about what Nikan has to offer. And, people like Lori and so many others are out there willing, ready to help. And again, I want to stress, is Nikan the end all when it comes to wellness? Absolutely not. But I'll tell you, they're second to none. And if you're looking for
a game changer, it's a game changer.
It is. So, Lori, thank you so, so very much. And by the way, folks, Lori, I never did ask you. You said you were in your 50s, so we don't need to know the exact birth year and any of that. That gives us a plumb line because most of the athletes that we're watching the Olympics, they're in their teens and their 20s. And then they're in their A game, obviously. And we're looking at the mental issues that go along with being in your A. But I'm watching some of these beach volleyball players that are in their 30s. The American skateboarder gal, 37. Wow. But Lori, for the sake of information, last question. We're going to finish with this last question. What is your height and your current weight, so people can understand numbers, and they can kind of go, oh, because we're just doing this audio, and I know what you look like. We exchange pictures all the time. But what is your current height and weight?
Well, I'm about 5 foot, 6 and a half, 5'7", and I weigh 140 pounds, 0.8, actually, this morning. But I range from 139 to 142. It actually is the same weight I was when I was in high school, when I had lost my weight when I was senior in high school. So, yeah. Of course, that was in the fall. I was at 142, and then I graduated in May at 200 and, I was way over 200 pounds. So I put 60 pounds back on. I was 210 in June. And in December, I was 142. Yeah. So, yeah. But let me say this also at the very end here. It was an inside job. And finding out why I ate was just as important as what I ate. And so that is also part of the journey. So it's really an amazing journey. And I would relive it just to feel the way I feel today. And I'm so grateful to my sister, Suzanne, and I'm grateful to be on this morning. It's an honor. It really is an honor.
Lori, and again, the reason I was laughing right there at the end is because it's amazing what can happen in a short amount of time. Roger Drummer, we have so many other people that have taught us so much about this body. And how much if we're not paying attention, and I've done the same thing. I spiked way up to 50 pounds more than I weigh now. I'm at my high school weight, according to what the doc said yesterday. and again, I know that's not normal for people 30, 35 years beyond. It's 35 years ago when I graduated from high school. And people accuse me of being all kinds of, he just sat and laughed, and it was so empowering. To hear him say that, Vance, you're the best patient I've had all day. No, I'm sorry. You're the best patient I've had all week. And this is Friday evening at 5. And I thought, wow. okay, it's not everything. I'm not going to make a deity out of one day at the doctor's office. I'm not going to do that. But hey, that's a really, and I'm keeping this paperwork. I may frame it. or put it someplace because I like it. But here's the irony. Oh, I got to say this. I'm looking at my paperwork again now. It says my weight is 174. The scale I got on said my weight was 140. So I don't know how the printer messed up, but I showed it to Stacy and she was cracking up because she just said, oh, they kind of, someone screwed that up, but I'm going to keep that. And so I'm going to circle it and put a question mark next to it because I texted her because she was waiting for me. And I said, I don't know what scale the computer was hooked to, but, this is a little off, or maybe she meant to write 147, which is still wrong because it said 140, 140.1. I watched the number and I thought, oh my goodness, it's just so funny. But again, and your weight is not everything, folks. I've had people tell me that they never.
No, my weight has gone up and down. My weight has gone up and down in the last several weeks. I was sick for the first time and I don't know how long. It could have been 10 years. I don't even know how long it's been, but I was sick. And so I had to use the KVB to gain some more weight back. So now I've used the KVB to lose weight, maintain weight, and now I've actually used it to gain some weight. So there you go, right? The trifecta. The trifecta.
We're going to talk about this again next week, folks. We're going to unravel this. We're going to unpack it a little bit more. There's a lot of us who have learned, like myself, and we're going to just talk, kind of have an open forum, and then as well talk about some other stuff too, because we're starting a new month. We're coming into the end of the summer, and people are like, hey, yeah, I'm not looking as good as I wanted to look in my swim trunks or my one piece bathing suit. And, you know, it is what it is. So we can help. So Laurie Jones, thank you so, so very much for giving us this much time. I wasn't expecting you to give us this much, but please, folks, take this conversation, share it with people. Steve Crowfoot will do the best he can to get it posted ASAP. And again, if I can help, I gave you my phone number. I'll give it again if you didn't have a writing utensil or you were driving or whatever. 503-348-0749. That's the only phone number I've got, 503-348-0749. And if you want Lori's number, I'll get it to you. Let me be that field agent, okay? Or anybody else that you've heard. We really are here to help. We want to do that. Let us help you discover it, live it, share it. That's Nikin's motto, and it's more than a motto. It's a life mantra for us. So thanks again, Lori. Have a truly blessed weekend. You've blessed me today, as well as so many others, and we look forward to chatting with you real soon.
Thank you.
To learn more about Nikin, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.